brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And how are you out there? How are you in the midst of all that goes on in the world, in the midst of the twists and turns and ups and downs, that all that takes place on this planet in such a time as this? Are you struggling with all that takes place? Are you looking at it and wondering, you know, what to do and how to do it? Well, throughout all of this, God's already given us the quickening up front, which was, we need to keep our eyes on Christ. We need to keep our eyes and our focus on Him. In the middle of all that goes on and all that takes place, that should be what has our attention. And there are things that will come up around us. There are going to be events. There are going to be natural circumstances. There are going to be potential distractions. But in the middle of all of that, whatever that may be, you got to keep going back to that focus. Keep going back to that first love. Keep going back to that point of true connection, which you have with the Father, that's been established through the Son, who is Christ. Through the door, through the gate, through which we have come, and through which we now experience that fullness, that relationship, that which is real, that which is true. And that allows us the ability to be in such a time as this, while the world is going off into a host of just different confusions, while evil is ramping up and being seen as evil. That's something too right now. We have to take a moment and just address, is that now we've come into a place where things that were there before that maybe were hidden or cloaked, because the stakes are getting higher and things are getting more and more exposed, as all of that continues to escalate and take place, the result is that the evil is being seen much more now than before for what it truly is. It's being revealed, and now you also, in the process of things being revealed, you're also able to trace back and see even where those roots of that evil go, who's involved, who's engaged, who's doing what, where, how. So this is all part and parcel of light coming in. This is all part and parcel of things transitioning and changing over. And as they continue to do that, you, my brother and sister, first of all, don't be disheartened and don't be dismayed by... excuse me. Yeah, that happens whenever you start doing this. Don't be disheartened and don't be dismayed by the things that you see going on, because we're going to have troubles and things escalate. There are going to be more and more events going on and taking place. You know, just again, you know, I talked a little bit last time about two friends. Well, now I've got a family member in another place where there's flooding going on. It's incredible how just now there's so many things that are happening weather-wise and geopolitically and economically, and people also just losing their minds. And in the middle of that too, all the warfare that's taking place against people's health, the toxicity that's being rained down upon people through so many different means just to try to destroy the health of people, to try to weaken, to try to sicken people so that they can't see, can't hear, can't function well, or so that they're operating on depleted systems. All of that is part of the battle. All of that is part of what the devil does, because what does the thief come to do? The thief comes, but not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So don't be surprised when the enemy of your soul works to steal and kill and destroy by these different things. Now, the devil's been a liar from the beginning, so don't be surprised when the people that are part of their system lie. And here's part of what happens there too. When somebody comes into that system, now, in the scalping of that person's soul, in that person giving of their free will, allegiance, and alliance to that, what ends up happening is now there's certain things they're expected to do. There's certain things they're supposed to be part of. There's certain things, once they've done one thing, then they're more susceptible to doing the next, and the next, and the next. You know, I remember I watched a documentary on the prison system in Georgia. It was called Hard Times, and it's, I think it's on Netflix. for those of you that are out there. But one thing that was interesting that, well, there's a bunch of interesting things about that show, and you actually see the world replicating itself within the system of the prisons there all over again. But one thing that was interesting there too is there was a guy in that prison who was kind of he was kind of one of the guys that sort of a prisoner internally that ran a lot of things, had his own stuff going inside that prison, was a bit of a kingpin inside that prison. And one thing that he talked about was, now it's illegal to have cash in the prisons, but he would still get money into the prison through different ways. And one thing that he talked about was, you know, sometimes he would flash money at some of these new guards that would come in, and some of these guards that they weren't quite sure what side they would fall on. And so he would, you know, flash $500 at one of these guards and just say, yeah, just take it, man. Just take it. It's fine. Just take it. Just between you and me, I know it's tough for you. You know, you're not getting paid a lot or whatever. And what he said was, he said, I knew that if they took that, that from that point on, I own that person. And it's funny because he's like, because it's just like, because he said, once they did, now they're in, now, you know, they're a criminal too. They're, and if that comes out, they're in here with me. So, interesting how, even though he was a prisoner in that situation, but he also was starting to work that system and entice these other guys in to be, you know, to into that side and into having them having something on them, having something that he could use against them, having something that and then it was more, the purpose was, it wasn't, his goal was not to get the guards in trouble. The goal was to get the guards part of his network so that he had people that could move things around, so he had people that could just do things for him, and he'd pay them for it. And if they ever tried to turn on him, then he would have some evidence on them. Now, if that's going on in the prison systems, what do you think's going on in your government? If that's going on in the prison systems, what do you think's going on with the things going on with the mainstream media or with a lot of the control of information or just you go down a list of things? Of course, this is par for the course in so many places. The fact that people are, once people go to that side and they take that offer that the enemy gives them, now you've, the only way out of the world and the world system ever is Jesus. He is the only way out. That is your door. That is your gate. That is there but for the grace of God go we. I mean, without him, without Christ, we would not be able to get out. We can't break free because we don't have the power to do it. We need that power that comes from him in order to break free, in order to be set free, in order to go forward in the things of God, in order to live the abundant life that God intends, in order to not be caught up in that process of robbing, stealing, killing, and destroying, and being part of that machine. We sometimes, people complain about all these horrible things that are going on in the world, and they don't realize the role that they play in those horrible things going on in the world. What role do we play in perpetuating that same system? So how can we change? How can we come out? How can we do something different? Well, the only way is going to be by the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit and him leading you into the direction, the place, and what it is that you are to do while you're in the earth. Now, God sees and God knows and he understands the all that we're in the middle of, and that's why we have to come back to him with our struggles, with the things that are on our heart, with the things that he would quicken us to do, and we have to press through. So sometimes it does get a bit rough because you know, you're not surrounded by a lot of people that want out. You're surrounded by a lot of people that are just trying to figure out how to be the kingpin in the prison. You're not surrounded by a lot of people that want to be free. So there's the door. The door is open. It's wide open. The veil of the temple was rent in two by the very hand of God. Jesus said, "It is finished." It's wide open, and he's right there. And if anyone would call out to him, that he would just, the shackles would fall off, and they would be able to walk right out. But you've got so many people instead that's right there. And there's so many people that don't want to walk out the door. So what the prison does is they get people to try to stand in front of that door so that you can't see it. And they try to block you from ever going towards that way. Even though it's open, even though you can completely walk out that way, but they try to distract you. They try to get you to look to something else, left, right, somewhere else. And they try to get people to spend their life, their time, their eternity here in this paradigm, in this fallen thing, trying to climb to the top of a ladder that's leaning against the wrong building. They want you to spend all your time trying to figure out how to be something in this slave system. You know, I was talking to somebody recently about the global fiat currency system. I don't call it money because it doesn't have the true properties of money, which is one of them is a long-term store of value. So fiat does not have that. So the global fiat currency system, the dollar is fiat, the euro is fiat, the rupee is fiat, the British pound is fiat. All right, all these mediums of exchange that we trade in to exchange the value that we create in our works and in our labors. Well, here's the thing. The system itself is set up to rob you of the value of your labor. Whatever it is whatever value that you've created, it's set up to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and your sheer participation in it is already rigged against you. So when you start participating in that system, here's what happens. It's like pushing you out in a rowboat into the middle of a lake, and the boat's got a hole in the bottom. And holes, I should say, more than one. Because taxation is one, inflation's another. There's other different holes that are there it's already just losing value. It's not able to stand on its own. It's not able to exist on its own. It has to constantly be, something has to be happening to keep that thing afloat. And then to clear out that, to keep it from sinking, they give you a bucket with holes in it as well. And you're expected to start shoveling. Now get to work. And you just start bailing out that boat that's sinking. That's the U.S. currency system. And the rate at which the water is being taken in and the rate at which the water pours out of the bottom of the bucket, it's just continuing to go down, continuing to go down, continuing to sink. Now, that destruction is something that people have in and of themselves, that's what they participate when they trade in that system. So the system itself is set against people. The system itself is set against people's lives, people's, the fulfillment of people's, just their purposes while they're here. So instead of instead of people having an abundance, instead of people having more than enough than they need so that they could spend their time and focus and walk with their relationship with God and build good relationships with one another and have good health and have good strength and spend time creating and enjoying their existence while they're here in this life, in the earth. No, what they do is they set you up in a system that does not retain any value at all. So you're constantly going back, trying to scramble and scratch and scrimp and save, you know, and all of that in a boat that's constantly sinking. It's a simple proof. You take a $100 bill, put it on the table, walk away, come back a year from now. Is that $100 worth as much today as it was worth a year ago? In the true test being, can you buy as much with that $100 in a year as you could today? No, you can't. The value of the U.S. dollar has gone down 95% since the creation of the Fed in 1913. 95%, the purchasing power. So once you know and you understand some of these things, then you start to see through the systems that are built. Now, the systems that are built have spiritual forces that are behind them that allow for the creation of those things, a push towards. And how do they push towards that? Well, they get human agents. How do they get human agents? Hey, who wants that $500 in the prison block? You know, flashing that to them. They offer them benefits, trinkets, power. You want to be powerful in the world war? Here you go. You want to be successful in the world war? Here you go. You want resources in the world? You want something in the world? But now once you come in, what do you have to do? Well, you've got to now be there to steal, kill, and destroy. You've got to do your part in that machine in order to keep from being exposed for the role that you already played in destroying other people, the bribes you already took, the damage you already done, the harm you may have done to children. You see what I'm saying? Do you see how that whole thing works? They get something on you, and then now they need, now from that point forward, now you've got to play ball. So, cradle to grave. They want you all the way to the end. And they scalp your soul in the middle of that. Now, if you want out, there's only one way out, and that's Jesus. If you want freedom, there's only one way to have true freedom in this life, and that's Christ. And what did he say? That's why he also gave us certain promises. He said, look, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Those things being your needs, because the world is going to work to cut off every resource and opportunity from you. It's going to work to marginalize what you do. It's going to work against the truth of what God is doing in you from ever coming out. Because if people see the light of God shining through you, if people see the life, a true and abundant life being lived through your life, now other people might be emboldened to follow Christ for themselves too, and they can't have that. They've got to have a bunch of obedient slaves and obedient workers doing their part in the system in order for them to keep everybody going down the cattle chute all the way into their destruction. They can't have you shining. The world cannot allow for you to go forward in your gifts. So it has to try to keep you from moving forward in those things. But here's the thing, tough luck, because they can't, because now everything is also changing. And the children of God are moving forward in the things that God has put in their hearts to do. When we pray, things change. When we act, things change. When we engage in the things that God quickens us to do, things change. And as that change takes place, it just more and more light breaks through, more and more. And now, that's why the worlders are escalating. That's why they're doing more. That's why their wickedness is going on full tilt. The evilness they're coming up with right now is incredible, the kind of stuff that they're putting together. And notice, mind you, notice that all of it is anti-Christ. Notice that all of it is anti-God. Notice that all of it is against that which God would put forward in His Word and His truth. Because that is the frame of reference. That is the truth. That is the foundation. And that which is against God is what the world and the world system is. So when people go to that side, now what do they have to do? They have to do that which is against God. Now they have to push forward those agendas. So if you're a judge on the world side, you have to reject the truth, you have to reject that which is real, and you have to do what they tell you to do. You have to legislate the way they tell you to legislate. And people can go and twist themselves in all kinds of mental knots, up, down, left, right, to try to justify, but you know, and everybody knows, in the world of spirits, everybody knows, in the eternal consequence and ramifications of things, everybody knows and understands that you are ruling and passing a man-made judgment against the truth and the true judge. Oh my gosh, do you want to make a judgment against the creator of all things and fall on the wrong side of what true judgment is, of what truth is? Of that which is the very basis that there's any law in the first place where anything would work? See, when God put certain things in the Word and in the Scriptures, the reason was not to try to rain on people's parade. No, the reason was, this is what it's going to take for a good and a functional society. This is what it's going to take for things to not fall apart. This is what it's going to take. So when people stray from that, They do it to their own destruction and their own hurt. When people, I mean, some of the simplest things in the scriptures, like even some of the dietary, like just some of the dietary things that are there for the Jewish people. Well, if you go back and you read through and find out some of the things that were suggested and some of the things that were written about to be abstained from, well, those were the things that had... were the healthiest for you and the things that had the highest toxicity. So the things that were more toxic to the body, the scriptures talked about not eating those. The things that were better for you were the things that were recommended. So these are even there where at times, sometimes we may not understand, but God knows what he's doing in the instructions and in the directions and the things that he quickens us for and to. So you got to know that. When you know that that's what, that God is just seeking to lead you in a path of life because he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, then you trust. And yes, there's times when it gets tough to trust because you see some things running low. You see some things, you know, you see some real life stressors that come up. And you say, okay, what do I do, God? But in that time, do just that. Go back to him. Father, what do I do? How many times did the children of Israel have those things come up while they were traveling through the wilderness? What do we do, Lord God? What do? We're in this situation. We're in this spot. They had to keep coming back to God again and again and again to seek the direction of what to do and how to make it. Because when you're living in miraculous times, you got to listen to the voice of God. You have to hear what he's saying. Because that's going to be your direction. That's going to be your guidance. That's going to be the thing that takes you and carries you forward. And without you hearing his voice for yourself, you won't know. You won't know. You won't know how to address the situations and the circumstances of life. You won't know what to do. You won't know how to approach things. You just won't. You have to have his voice. But when you know his voice and when you've learned to trust the way that he speaks to you, that is going to be a blessing unto you. That is going to be a strength unto you. That is going to support you through all that needs to be done as you do it in connection with him. It's not you doing for God. It's you're connected and ingrafted into the vine, and you are an extension of him in the earth. Huge difference. The way the church, the modern day church teaches it, is you're over here and God is over there, and you just kind of check back in with him once a week and see how you're doing. And they all tell you how you're doing. That's completely foreign to the truth. The truth is that you are ingrafted into Christ. And when you know him and you are living and breathing and moving and existing in that relationship and you're engrafted into Christ, that now you are an extension growing. And as that life is coursing through your being, and now he's directing you, the head is directing you for what to do and how to do it. And you trust him because he's the one in control. He's the one that made it all. There is no separation. You are just in I am and that's it. So let it be that. Let it be that experience. Let it be that adventure. Keep your eyes on him. Now, things will come up. Let them come up because they're going to, but you got to keep your focus. Let those things be in your peripheral vision, but you got to keep your primary where it needs to be. So with that, we love you guys. God bless you. Don't worry about anything. Keep your eyes on Christ and realize, too, that as the world begins to just continue to come unraveled, the people that have made that deal with the world, they're freaked out because that whole thing's coming down. And as that whole thing comes down, as that house of cards collapses, they all realize that they're on the wrong side. I mean, we already said it last time, you know, get right or get rolled. You know, this is the time. If you've not made that transition from dark to light, from the power of Satan unto God, you got one door, but it's not open forever. You know, the door of the ark closed at a certain point. You know, there's a window when things can get to safety, and then once that window's closed, there is no safety outside the ark. There is no safety outside of Christ. There is no peace outside and away from him. There is no understanding of what to do outside and away from him. You've got to be in step, on track, in line with what God is doing, that's the only way you're going to be able to move forward in the time that we're living in right now. So with that, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. I think 20 on 20 is coming up. Got to just keep that one in mind and in prayer. 20 minutes of prayer on the 20th of every month for the end of human trafficking. Keep praying, brothers and sisters, as we've just continued to pray with each other. We've also seen the hand of God continue to move and shape and direct certain things all over. So just keep doing that. Keep praying and keep praying one for another. Keep praying. Keep your connection with the Father. Just continue to go strong. Switch the word on. You know, listen to it, read it, just put it in the air. That is going to help you. That is going to strengthen you. I started just turning it on sometimes, even when I exercise. Just let it play. Let that word sink in and let that word just fill the air around you. Because that is truth. And you want that truth surrounding you. You don't, the lies of the world, they're just going to keep feeding those lies out. So just know what that is and push that aside in your peripheral vision, but keep your eyes on Christ. All right, God bless you guys. Love you. Talk to you soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you later. Bye.